drive?
Have a great drive.
Have a great drive with KEZ.
Only on Good Hope FM.
Indeed, it is the great drive right here on Good Hope FM, Cape Town's original. I'm one of those people, and I'm going to be very honest. I am not clued up on how much I owe the tax man. Someone tells me. And furthermore, I don't know how much the tax man owes me.
You need to know your numbers, okay?
That's why we have Adrian Hope Bailey on the line. Adrian, welcome to the Great Drive. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Really, really happy to be here.
Listen, there are a number of us people who deal with taxes and we don't know what we're dealing with, number one, right? I just saw here we're going to be talking about tax-free savings accounts. I was like, what are you talking about, tax-free savings account? Do those things exist?
Yeah, it's not a loophole. It's legit. It was actually created by the government to encourage people to save. So it's a pretty simple concept. It's a savings or an investment account. It's not a great name. It should actually be called a tax-free investment account. But it's an account that you can use to put money away, ideally for the long term, and you pay zero tax on any of the capital gains. You don't pay tax on dividends. You don't pay tax on interest. So it's a great way to save long term, and obviously the longer you leave your money in there, the more it grows and the more tax you save.
Tell me, Adrian, I mean, you know, there has to be a distinct difference between emergency funds and investments. But when the money lands, the money is all the same. How do you sort of prioritize splitting your money and saying this is worth investing and this is something I'm putting down for a rainy day?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And I think it's that time of the year when there's a few of us luckily got a little bit of money back from SARS. Maybe we got a little tax refund and wondering what to do with that big lump sum. And there is a priority order. I think first and foremost, get out of debt. Like if you're worrying about your personal finances and you're concerned about setting yourself up properly, first thing you want to do is pay off any of those store cards or credit cards, that expensive debt that's eating away at your potential to save. Once you've done that, then the very next thing you want is an emergency fund. So that rainy day fund, I think a lot of people get frustrated with putting money away that doesn't seem to be, you know, growing as well as if they were, I don't know, buying Bitcoin or putting it in the market. But it's kind of like an insurance policy. The best way to make sure that your long-term investments don't get destroyed by something, you know, you can't predict, like COVID, for example,
yes,
is to have a rainy day fund. You need money in an emergency fund so that if you lose your job, if you crash your car, whatever, you know, you suddenly need some cash in a hurry. The last thing you want to do is have to cash out some of your long-term investments,
because
you never know what that timing is going to be like. It might just be the absolute worst time to sell, you know, shares out of your share portfolio or whatever the case may be. And you've destroyed all the hard work you put in investing. So priority one, get out of debt. Priority two, start building up an emergency fund. And once you've got 3 to 6 months worth of expenses in your emergency fund, then start saving for the long term. You know, depending on whether it's goals in the next few years or for retirement and growing wealth, there's a lot of options out there.
I've got a question that came through on our WhatsApp line, and if you are just joining us on The Great Drive, I'm joined by CEO of Fame Boss Money, Adrian Hope Bailey. Adrian, I got a question from Parent on our WhatsApp line saying, best advice you can give someone who freelances and needs to be tax-based per project. Register a business account as my own boss. How does it work?
Oh, wow. So first and foremost, don't take any advice from somebody over the radio on your personal finances.
Good man.
I'm definitely not going to give out personalized advice, and I wouldn't advise anybody to listen to any. I think everybody's situation is different. Freelancers have a particularly tough time. So if we're talking about the emergency funds and things like that, they tend to need more in their emergency fund than someone with a more stable income. So I know that's not answering the tax question, but I think one thing for any freelancers to think about is have at least 6 months worth of expenses in your emergency fund, not just 3, because you've got a slightly less stable income and you never know when you might have to go 3 months without an income. In terms of setting up a business versus, you know, a sole prop and the tax implications, that's really something you need to ask a tax professional to give you personalized advice on. I wouldn't take general answers you get over the radio or on the internet. for that one, I'm afraid.
Thank you, bro. That's less pressure for me, man. I really appreciate it. So talk to me, bro. I mean, about, you know, and people talk about, you know, and it's a big word. When you think of the word investments, you immediately go, oh, man, so much of my money that I'm not going to see work for me right now. You know, I may not be the right person to be a investor, but there is, I think, such as low cost investment platforms for first timers.
Absolutely.
What?
And I think that's the terrible misconception or myth, and that's something we've been, you know, definitely trying to destroy that myth with Famous Money. Anybody can invest. You don't need a lot of money. You just need to go about it systematically. And one of the kind of the most important things is just set up the system that every month you're putting a little bit away. The trick to investing, the most important component is compounding. Compounding just takes time. And when you see money that's been left to grow over time and how suddenly after 10 or 20 years, it's growing exponentially, you realize, you know, damn, I should have started 5 years earlier, 10 years earlier. But the worst thing you can do is go, oh, well, I haven't started, so now I'm not going to bother. The most important thing about investing is just start. And use a platform like ours or any other platform that allows you to get started. Simply put a little bit away every month. Do your best to leave that for as long as possible to grow, because it's that compounding effect is truly, I think, you know, people say it was Einstein. Nobody's sure exactly who said it, but it's often called the eighth wonder of the world. It really is amazing.
So when you talk about start with as little as you possibly can, let's talk numbers here, because your little and my little may not be the same.
Sure. Let's take the tax-free savings account as an example. You can invest up to 36K a year. So that's 3K a month into that. So if that's all you're doing, that's a really incredible way to be putting money away for your retirement. And you can keep putting into that for up to a lifetime limit of 500K. So you keep putting in every year or every month, and you build up this nest egg. If you leave that, if you start that today and you leave it until you retire, let's say you're, you know, just starting your career, you're 20 years old, and you leave that money in there until you retire, it's going to be in the tens of millions. You know, the growth is incredible. So I think people get put off by the fact that they need a few thousand rand every month to invest. You can start with a few hundred. The key ingredient, like I said, is time and patience. If you leave that money in long enough, it's going to grow into something significant, and certainly a lot more than you put in. And that's the key. Like, what you want is to make sure that what you end up with at the end is significantly more than what you put in.
Thank you so much, Adrian, for sharing that. You know what? I did a quick calculation when you said 3,000 Rand. And 3,000 Rand, if you divide that by 31 days, which is basically 1 month, that's you taking 100 Rand each day and putting it away for 1 month.
Yeah, 100 Rand. I think I'm not a big fan of the, you know, deprive yourselves of the pleasures of life and, you know, put every single cent away that you can. I think there's no point in saving for retirement if you hate your life along the way, right? You've got to be sensible about it. And there's a lot of strategies you can follow. Everyone, you know, has different ways to do this, but I think the probably the most efficient way to do this is what they call pay yourself first. Every month when you get your salary, put those savings aside first. Like, don't wait until the end of the month and see what you've got left to save. Put your savings and investments away first. Then, you know, budget to live off the rest.
Hey.
And be sensible about it. Make sure you, you know, don't go into debt just because you're putting money into debt and you don't have enough to live off. Number one priority, get rid of that debt.
Absolutely, man. Hey! Thank you so much, Adrian. We're still dealing with this girlfriend that we're never going to leave called debit orders. But, you know, we're still here for it, buddy. We're still here for it, bro.
Make sure one of those debit orders is putting money into an investment account.
All good, man. Thank you so much for making time for us. Once again, that is Adrian Hope Bailey, CEO of Famous Money. You know what? I'm just going to take your number for myself personally. I like the way you talk about money. I feel like I can make money with you, you know?
Absolutely. We'll find you on the website. Get yourself an account.
Amos, get his number there. We'll give him a call. That was Adrian, man. We'll be back.
The Atlas Lions believe their plan to graduate to the final will succeed.